Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins, and we're glad to be with you again for our program. We have a special guest today, along with our regular panel of Bob and Mary Griswold.
Yeah, hello.
Hal and Rainer James.
Hey, y'all.
Diane couldn't be with us tonight. She's taking care of some family issues. But Tuesday night, CCTA's public meeting, which is always on the third Tuesday of the month and is free and open to the public, we have a very special guest, and that's going to be Alex Newman. And he's coming up from Daytona, Florida to be with us, and we appreciate him making that trip. And Alex, you're going to be talking to us about the state of our school systems.
That's right. Yep, I'm really looking forward to coming up there and sharing this message with the good folks of North Carolina. I just, as I mentioned to you guys before the program, I wrapped up a 4-month speaking tour recently where I went through, I've spoken about 32 states at about 60 locations, explaining to the American people what has happened in the public school system. It would blow people's mind. Even people who follow this closely, I think, don't have an understanding of how bad the situation has become. I literally believe that it is now a threat to the survival of our republic, to the continuance of our freedoms, to the well-being of our families, to the survival of our churches, and that if we don't address this, the consequences are going to be absolutely catastrophic.
Well, we agree with you, Alex, because, you know, our children are our future, and they're not getting an education now. They're getting an indoctrination, and CCTA has a history of fighting this problem when we fought at the legislature here in North Carolina to get rid of Common Core, and we're still fighting that fight. We're partially successful, but we haven't completely gotten rid of it here. And do you think a lot of this agenda is part of a globalist agenda through the UN and maybe Agenda 21?
Yeah, there's no question about it. That's one of the many things I'll be talking about at the event. The United Nations now plays an enormous role in education in the United States and around the world. There's no debate about this. It's not like it's secret. The UNESCO, the UN's Education Agency, will probably tell you about this on their website. Local school districts in the United States will probably tell you about this. And the UN has been clear now for a long time. I mean, they'll tell you openly that the way they're going to bring about this future vision that they have, you know, global governance and environmental extremism and all this, the way they're going to bring that about is through the education system. You know, they call us bitter cleaners, as Obama put it. You know, we're bitter cleaners. We're going to cling to our guns and our Bibles and our freedom and our ranches and our private property. And, you know, they know that they're not going to be able to undo that. So they're targeting now the children very directly. And we did a special report in the New American Magazine in February dedicated completely to the education subject. We actually have an entire article in there showing how, you know, the globalization of education is not coming. It's here now. You know, Common Core is part of a global program. The UNESCO, the UN's Education Agency, has what they call a World Core Curriculum. They want it taught in every school on the planet. And you can read this right on their website, right? They're not hiding this from anybody. It's true. You know, CNN, fake news won't tell you about it. The Washington Post, the New York Times won't tell you about it. But you can go right to UNESCO's website, and they'll proudly tell you, we want the same education for children all over the world. We want them indoctrinated into global citizenship. We want them indoctrinated into you know, the UN vision of what they call sustainable development, which is really just totalitarian government. You know, it's the same communist ideology of the past, repackaged in environmental wrapping. And this is very, very dangerous. It's very serious, and it has advanced under the radar now for many years. And if we don't turn it around, again, everything that we as Americans hold dear is on the line.
Right, right. And they're very successful at it, as witnessed by this young lady that came in from Sweden and gave her spiel on the climate change. Hal, you had a question.
Yeah, Alex, I've gone to a number of school board meetings here in Craven County, North Carolina, and I've also gone to some Board of Commissioners meetings at which the superintendent of schools put in their her report and then request for funding for the schools from the county and that sort of thing. And one thing that really troubles me is I keep hearing about group education. And I hear my wife, Rainer, often say, you're not ready for group study until you become an until you studied and learned things individually yourself. Learn independence. Learn to take care of yourself and others. And then you're prepared to take part in a group, is a leader or someone who's supportive. So I wonder if you have any views similar to that, or is that an area that you would want to get into?
You're talking about like group projects and this kind of collective learning and collective projects that you do in school?
Right. Yes. One remark I heard was, well, we don't have desks in a row anymore. We have groups. I said, what kind of a school doesn't have desks in a row, you know?
And that's part of the kind of communist ideology that's coming through the school system. And the reality is this has always been part of the plan. One of the things I'll talk about at the event is the history of the public school movement in the United States. A lot of people don't realize our founding fathers never stepped foot in a public school. Our public schools didn't exist.
Absolutely. We know that well here.
Children were educated by their parents. Children were educated by their grandparents, their older siblings,
right.
By churches, by private academies. By free market organizations. And there was a movement, and I'll talk about some of the history of this. I just started writing a series of articles on this in the Epoch Times as well, about the history of the public school movement. And what you'll find is that from the very start, these were communists who were pushing this idea, actual communists. You know, the word gets thrown around a lot, but you can start with Robert Owen, the guy who first proposed this idea that government ought to take over education. He influenced the King of Prussia, who created a government education system in Prussia, and then Horace Mann brought that system over to Massachusetts in the mid-1800s. Horace Mann, of course, was also a socialist. He wanted to equalize all men using the government school system. And then John Dewey came along 50 years later, supercharged this whole machine. They got compulsory attendance laws passed where parents were now obligated to hand their children over to the government for so-called education. And every single one of these guys, you know, John Dewey literally went to the Soviet Union to go learn from them how to instill a collectivistic mentality in the children, is how he wrote in his article about it. So, you know, that's the history of the public education system. And it took a long time. You know, America was founded on the principles of individual liberty and God-given rights.
Absolutely.
You know, the individual, and government exists to protect the individual liberties of the people. John Dewey wanted to overturn all that, so did all these others, but it took a long time. Now it's all coming to fruition, and now we see, you know, that the polling data is absolutely clear on this. The majority of kids from my generation, right, millennials, I'm so embarrassed to admit that I'm a millennial, but the majority of millennials today in every poll you can find say they're socialists, right? So as older generations of Americans die off, and the millennials and now Generation Z coming up behind, which is even more socialist than the millennials, as they begin to take over, if we don't do something, America is inevitably going to end up as a socialist country. And if you want to know how well that works, I hear Venezuela is very nice this time.
I might also point out, too, Alex, that nowhere in the Constitution is education identified as a role of government.
That's exactly right. Right. Mm-hmm. And in fact, our founding fathers were very clear on our Constitution, right? If the federal government is not authorized in the Constitution to do something, then they are by law prohibited from doing that. And, you know, just in case it wasn't crystal clear to begin with, they put in the 10th Amendment, right? Any power not delegated to the United States or reserved to the states or to the people.
Right.
And, you know, all this history is just missing. People just kind of grow up with this status quo. Well, of course we have a Department of Education, and of course everybody needs to hand over their children to the government to be indoctrinated in the ways of socialism and collectivism. But we really need to ask ourselves some serious questions about these assumptions. And I think as parents, we all need to take responsibility here for the well-being, for the education of our children, and say, no, you are not going to turn my child into a God-hating, America-hating, you know, AOC or you know, Greta Thunberg or, you know, Ilhan Omar. You know, take your pick, right? But that's what schools are cranking out by the million. And we as parents, we as taxpayers need to say, no, enough, that's got to stop. Right.
Amen.
Well, Alex, Hal has one more question for you.
Well, it's not really a question. You ticked something in my mind. Our great-grandchildren were self-taught, you know, homeschooled up until they got into, they're about 10 years old. And then our granddaughter put them in public schools. Well, she pulled them out of public schools real quickly. She said they weren't learning anything there. And so we're helping to through the magic of the modern technologies, we're able to do some homeschooling. Now, they live in Alaska, but Rainer and I are participating in their homeschooling. So I'm real proud of that. I wanted you to know that.
Well, Alex.
Praise God for that. And, you know, I tell grandparents, I've had a lot of grandparents who come to my talks across the country, and I've spoken on this topic around the world, too, in Europe and Canada, in the Caribbean. And, you know, I tell grandparents, hey, you have a big role to play here. I mean, first of all, if your children don't understand what's happening, you need to make them aware so that they can protect your grandchildren. And, you know, in some cases, you know, if the grandparents can volunteer to help for 1 or 2 days a week or whatever the case may be, or, you know, maybe help defray some of the expenses of a good Christian school, whatever it is, that can make all the difference in the world. And, you know, your posterity depends on you getting involved. You know, if you look at the stuff they're brainwashing the kids with today, you know, children are bad for Mother Earth, and socialism is fairness. I mean, you know, our descendants are not going to continue in perpetuity if we allow them to be indoctrinated with this kind of crazy agenda. So I'm just tremendously encouraged to hear that, and I encourage all grandparents, even great-grandparents, you know, get involved in this fight. It's not just for the future of your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. It's the future of our country, our freedoms, our Constitution, everything. Again, our churches, you know, the polling data from the Nehemiah Institute shows that 80% of Christian children from Christian homes will leave the church after 12 years in government schools. We have to take this very, very seriously.
Absolutely. And in that vein, I did see a survey recently that said a lot of children now are focusing more on being like their grandparents than like their parents. So maybe there's hope for us out there. Well, Alex, we appreciate you taking time to be with us this evening. We're looking forward to seeing you Tuesday night.
Even more so now.
Yes.
And that'll be 7.
Hey, thank you guys so much. I'm looking forward to it as well. I really appreciate you having me on the program. And can't wait to meet the good people in North Carolina. So thank you guys very much.
All right. Well, have a good evening, and thanks again.
Appreciate it.
You too.
Well, folks, that'll be Tuesday night at 7 p.m. downtown New Bern, Stanley Hall Ballroom. Alex Newman, he writes for the New American Magazine. He tours the country. He's very well up on the topic of education. And in conjunction with Alex, Lynn Taylor, who is known in North Carolina as the Common Core Diva, has been fighting Common Core here. And she will also be joining the conversation Tuesday night and be given section on her views. So you can go to our website, cctaxpayers.com. There'll be more information there for you, and we look forward to seeing you Tuesday night. And with all that said, we're going to take a break to hear from our sponsors.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. J. Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com. Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, I hope you enjoyed that first segment. It's a great intro to what's going to happen Tuesday night at our public meeting at Stanley Hall Ballroom. And Alex hit the nail on the head. It's the most important issue I can think of for the future of our country, and that's the education of our children. The public school systems have failed us. And I know a lot of teachers out there, they take exception to that. And their hearts are in the right places, their minds are in the right places. But folks, the materials, the agendas that are out there that are being taught, and the social justice things that are being taught, sex education, the things that should be done at home by the parents, that the public education system has taken over and focused more on that than they are on the things like arithmetic and reading and writing and the things that we grew up learning. Also, they've taken away our technical training, shop classes, things like that. So you got all these jobs out here now that need technical skills that they don't have. They're having a hard time fill those jobs because kids are going for the degrees. And a lot of degrees are going for degrees that they're not going to find a job in.
Basket weaving 101. Rick, I agree with you. I think there are some good teachers as individuals. The system itself is lousy.
Yes.
I think with the way the system is working now, and especially when you bring in things like the internet, they're providing an answer. They are forgetting how to teach you how to go look for the answer, to look for the information. Everything is provided as a ready answer. I know that you go through the various stages of school. Besides learning how to read, you learn how to investigate, you learn how to document, yeah. You learn how to take notes, you learn how to construct coherent sentences and paragraphs. But none of that. Now I'm going to be faced with the internet, and I'm going to highlight something, and I know Control C, I can copy it, and I can go and paste it in somewhere else. And if I get caught plagiarizing, well, that's a whole different story.
And what's one of the biggest ways to evidence that? Read a newspaper, read a magazine, look at the signs on the side of the road, look at the messages scrolling across the bottom of your TV screen, spelling errors, grammatical errors. these are past requirements tense. Of the job, it should be for
past
those
tense
jobs.
Is a thing of the past. It's always present tense. So even if it happened in the 1800s, it's still, just use the present tense when you talk about it.
And all
sure
of those
you
use things the right are, pronoun too.
All of those things are authored by college graduates.
Yeah.
Graduates.
Yeah.
With the push to send kids to college where they're not necessarily learning anything, we are headed for a shortage
We're headed for a shortage in a lot of the hands-on professions
in the next generation, in the next 20 years or so. The average age of a truck mechanic right now is 55 years old. What happens when those people retire?
Well, that's a good question.
I mean, we're going to need plumbers forever.
Right.
What I suspect is the price for those things will go sky high and people will figure it out.
Those trade skills are always going to be a requirement. You can have all the technology out there, and it's great as long as it works. But when it breaks, you need somebody to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, welders are in high demand. I have a grandson that when he graduated high school, he took welding courses, went to Louisiana. His dad worked with the oil companies on the oil rigs out there and all. He got into a job there. He went and got all the certifications. He's 21 years old. He's making six figures welding.
Yeah.
Actually, he's inspecting now. He's not actually doing the welding. He travels all over the country inspecting the seams on these oil lines and all.
That's what I meant by the price of skilled labor will skyrocket, and then people will come back into it.
That was a wise decision that he made.
And our son-in-law's brother, who we didn't really think was going to make the best of decisions, is a nuclear welder, and he is just in such high demand that he is having a hard time taking time off to go hunting. He's up in Massachusetts, but he's having a hard time taking time off.
Right, I understand.
Well, I was just going to say that Rain and I met a man from Holland, and he still spoke with quite a heavy accent, but he had learned the trade of welding. And so he learned to do a lot of these warehouses where they had the way they water all their plants within the warehouse. He takes a lot of welding, a lot of pipes and things like that. So he got in the business of installing those around the country. And I'm telling you, he was living in a $500,000 mansion when we met him, and that was years ago.
Right.
he was still an old shoe. I mean, he was a regular guy. He was really fun to be around, but he made a fortune because he had a talent like that.
Right. And another one, HVAC technicians. When your heat or your air conditioner goes out,
it's panic city. Yes.
You want one. And sometimes it's hard to get up with them. And plumbers, oh my gosh, get an estimate from a plumber nowadays. Those guys are making good money.
You better visit your bank and see if you've got a line of credit first.
That's right. So those trade skills are very important. And, some of the schools are starting to bring them back. Some of the community colleges have picked up the slack there, and that's good. But, when I grew up in high school, I had a shop class where we learned to use all the tools that table saws, drills, drill presses, everything that was required. Our classes every year built a house there on the school campus. And then at the end of the year, the house was auctioned off. Now, I can tell you some stories. Some of the bad kids, the degenerates in the class, would hide tools in the wall and it would get sheetrocked over and stuff like that. That was terrible. But if the owner ever opened up the wall, they had a bonus. But then I had the electronics class, I had a drafting class, I had electricity, I had all these trade classes that I signed up for, and they've served me well throughout my life. Continue to rely on what I learned then.
Well, in our generation, if you were a son, you grew up watching your father repair things. And you learned how to repair things. How many kids now have to call, how many young millennials or young couples now have to call a repairman? Because they have no clue. And admittedly, part of that is the technology. Everything is computerized and it's plug and play. And you pull one part out and put one in. But there are still basic things that you ought to know how to do.
Yeah, that's some things. But, working around the look. I had a brain surgeon give me a less than a year old gas grill because the igniter wouldn't light the burners anymore. So he went out and bought a new grill. And it was just the contacts had developed rust over the winter, and all you had to do was take a wire brush and clean it, and the grill worked fine. But he operates on brains, but he couldn't fix his grill.
He didn't know that.
So that's an example. Anyway, we're getting way off course here. But we were talking about education and how the public school system has failed us in so many ways. And as Alex mentioned, and he will go into more detail and depth Tuesday night, how this is a globalist agenda that's been going on for decades. It's by design. They're very patient. Their goal is to take over and to introduce socialism and one world government and all that. And they've been very patient trying to destroy us as a country. We're closer now than we've ever been, as you can witness by some of our most recent Congress electees.
I hope we clean house next opportunity.
You know, when you, as we see this socialist push that for equality, everybody's going to be equal. When the UN takes over, still is going to be this going to be someone in charge,
right,
that then will tell you what to do.
Right.
It's not like you're going to be free anymore. Our freedom comes at a cost,
right,
and we need to remember that we have to work hard to retain our freedom. If we sit back, then somebody will tell us exactly what to do and when to do it.
You know what? Equality of opportunity is fair. Equality of outcomes is unfair.
Well, what is equal? At what level of equality are you talking about? Some of those people like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and that are pushing this socialist agenda and ideas are multimillionaires.
That's perfectly fine. I don't like their ideas, but if they want to turn to and work hard enough and smart enough to be worth millions, more power to them.
But the whole thing is they're making it off of these agenda. Look at Al Gore, how rich he became pushing the global warming initiative. And now it's no longer global warming because that failed. It wasn't warming. It was cooling. So now they've changed it to climate change.
Yes.
So no matter whether it gets hotter or colder, they're right. The climate is changing.
Yeah, I remember
always
Alan Harris has got some good articles about that.
Right.
Yeah, well, as a matter of fact, in our CCTA page in the County Compass this week, Alan has a follow-up article that's well worth reading.
Right.
Some interesting ways to look at some old subjects.
Right. And Alan also wrote a paper on education, too, that maybe sometime in the future we can have him speak about that. Well, folks, again, Alex Newman, he writes for the New American Magazine and
The Epic Times.
And The Times. He's written quite a few articles. He's published books. He's done world tours and just recently got off a tour here in the States. And we're fortunate enough to have him here with us Tuesday night. He's flying in from Daytona Beach and will be with us Tuesday night at 7 p.m. For our public meeting. Please join us down at Stanley Hall Ballroom here in New Bern. We need to take another break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, Mary, what's hot this week?
Well, I want to talk a little bit about the NBA.
The NBA, that's hot.
You've already done that on the radio one time.
The manager of the Houston Rockets, who supported Hong Kong, and was forced to walk that back, and it's been a mess, and they still are running around in the mud trying to figure out what to say. But tonight, now we're recording this on Wednesday, There is a show called South Park. Now, if you're easily offended, do not watch South Park. And I'm sure the episode will show up on YouTube after it's aired. It is some of the best satire you can imagine, although it is crude. And I just want to share their tweet on the NBA situation. The writers are Trey Parker and Matt Stone.
Do I need to get the bleeper out?
No.
Okay.
they tweeted the following about the NBA thing.
Well, for the show, yes, but for this...
No, I'm no. Good now. Like the NBA, we welcome the Chinese censors into our homes and into our hearts. We, too, love money more than freedom and democracy. Z doesn't look just like Winnie the Pooh at all. Tune in to our 300th episode this Wednesday at 10. Long live the great Communist Party of China. May this autumn sour gum harvest be bountiful. We good now, China?
Yeah, and you're talking about the same NBA. Now, the guy that spoke out, wasn't that his First Amendment right?
Yeah.
He's an owner, what happened was back a couple of years ago, I guess, when Colin Kaepernick took the knee for the NBA sort of reached out in a direction that said, okay, we'll let our players adopt whatever social positions they want, and it's okay for them to speak out on their social positions.
Yeah.
Well, here was an NBA owner who spoke out on a social position. Well, all of a sudden, the NBA as a corporation says, oh, you can't do that. We're going to lose contracts. They lost big contracts in China for carrying the NBA games in China. They've lost all these cable contracts. And so it's hurt them economically because an owner spoke up. It's okay for the players to speak out that are earning millions and millions, but an owner can't speak out.
But still, it's a First Amendment right of free speech, so it's
yes.
a right.
We would hope.
Okay, and this is the same NBA that boycotted North Carolina and forced to issue on the rights of anybody to go into any bathroom they wanted
yes.
to.
Yes, right? Same NBA.
Same NBA.
Yes.
So they've got double standards, I guess, well, the or they've changed their mind on rights.
The thing that was interesting, too, as a result of this statement, the search engine, Alibaba in China, which is their Google, has... If you go and you search Houston Rockets, you don't get anything.
Right. Well, they've you do know banned. Google is working, has been working with
to
the
censor
Chinese
things. I know that.
To develop special browsers to help them censor, to keep their people from being able to have access to the free world.
And the Houston Rocket games will not be aired in China. China has millions of basketball fans.
Right.
And what I didn't know that I learned through all this is that Hollywood clears their movies with China, and many of them open in China before they open in the U.S. China has grabbed us economically by the throat, and President Trump is right to try to disentangle us because this is a very dangerous situation.
Well, they have for years stolen our technology, stolen our movies, our music, and they have no morals when it comes to stealing or lying. Hal?
Not everybody follows these events like Mary and Bob do, and you and Rainer. So somebody tell me exactly what this team owner or said that infuriated the Chinese. So
he said he supported the people of Hong Kong in their quest for freedom.
That's the only thing
he said.
That's
it.
Yeah,
that was enough. That was his statement. Support Hong Kong.
And what is happening with the Hong Kong? Anybody who is out protesting to continue to have their freedom in Hong Kong. China wants to take them from Hong Kong
and try
into mainland China,
to try them. Yeah.
Not in their free Hong Kong society, but within the China thing where they all of a sudden get lost.
Right. And for our listeners that might not understand, that aren't up on the history of that, Hong Kong was under British rule.
It was protectorate.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. They were under the British. And then when the British let go of Hong Kong, and it became its own independent entity, they have a democracy there.
And there was an agreement with the British that it would maintain its freedom, but unfortunately that agreement is not being upheld.
Right. And now China, of course, is socialist, communist, and that's what they want to take over Hong Kong and make it part of China and make it a socialist, communist state. So the people in Hong Kong are fighting to keep their democratic rule and be free, and that's what the issue is there. Hal?
No, somebody well explained. Thank you.
And there's also the issue of basic human rights in China.
Right.
They have concentration camps. They have human organ harvesting, and they
are limited to one child.
They put Muslims in concentration camps. Their Muslim population is the Uyghurs, and they are in the camps. And it's a pretty good bet.
If they don't annihilate them.
Yeah, that too. If you were a protester in Hong Kong and you got sent to China for trial, you would be either killed or sent to one of the camps. So there's a real human rights issue here. And for us to treat them like a valid trading partner with this going on is questionable at best.
Well, so many of the previous administrations have just rolled over and...
played dead.
Right. And some of them have been in bed with them, making deals. And some of that's going to be coming out in the near future.
High time it is,
it
too.
It is. These investigations that are going on, you're going to find out at highest levels of our government, these backdoor deals and... a lot of millionaires, and you know, you don't make $170,000-$200,000 a year, whatever congressional salaries are. You don't make that for a few years and be multimillionaire. You got to have some.
No,
other,
it takes some, another right. stream of income.
You got something else coming in from somewhere, and I think we're getting ready to have a lot of that revealed.
Good.
I had something I wanted to say, and I don't remember what it was.
You know, let me pipe in with something. I happen to be an amateur radio. General license. And I was reading about California. California has decided that as a state, they are going to give up supporting any amateur radio communications. They historically, you would use the amateur radio, like during the hurricane.
Right.
The amateurs are able to communicate state to state. I mean, I can talk to Florida or New England or whatever else. But California is giving up on the amateur radio. They're not going to support them at all. The amateurs turned around and said, well, we'll continue to have our network. We will put up antennas on, like the fire stations or something like that, where you've got power, repeaters. But the fire stations are not going to allow it because you need a union contractor to put up the antenna, and the amateur radio enthusiasts aren't going to do that. Well, here we are faced with, right now, Pacific Gas and Electric is going to shut down the electricity because they don't want to start wildfires.
Yeah.
So shutting down the electricity, first off, the communications is going to give out first, whereas the amateur radio enthusiasts would probably have some kind of generator, some kind of backup battery or whatever else. So we're going to be in a state where people have no communication.
Right. That's
Can California
part of our...
figure any more ways to screw up?
Yeah. That's another part of our history that's being lost on these younger generations, because historically, during times of war or natural disaster, we depended on amateur radio operators to get the word worldwide. A lot of these war-torn countries, the only way they found out what was going on was listening to shortwave radio and getting the news that way, because they couldn't get it in their own country. Mm-hmm. They knew there was a war going on. They didn't know who was winning, where it was coming from next, or what was happening, or how to take care of themselves without those communication channels.
By the way, in reference to that, Rick, not very far from here, between here and Greenville, is the Voice of America, mm-hmm. the major transmission station for all of Europe and Africa and everything like that. Is right there.
Shut that one down.
No, and yeah. I saw that first when I was knee high to a grasshopper.
I remember, that's a little fella for y'all that don't know what that means. I remember what I was going to say, and that is that I think President Trump's negotiating some trade deals with Japan has put a lot of pressure on China.
Right.
And he keeps on putting pressure on them. He doesn't let up.
Right. These people that are finding fault with what he's doing as far as his diplomatic negotiations with these countries, they need to realize we didn't elect a politician. We elected a businessman, a very successful businessman,
yep.
very good at trade deals and making deals and writing books on the art of the deal.
Deal, yeah.
So knows people worldwide, around the world.
Right. And, you know, in a little over 2 years, he's been very successful in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
The only thing is, he has no support from the media, so they're not getting the good word out. They're too busy trying to take him out.
He has the support of We the People.
Yes, he definitely has, as evidenced by watching his rallies.
yeah.
And watching the attempt to censor his rally in Minneapolis.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll stop here to take another break to hear from our sponsors. Please visit our sponsors. Tell them you heard about them on CCTA Wake Up Call. And we'll be back in just a moment, and we'll talk about some other stuff.
In a time when personal responsibility is being mocked and minimized, who's really responsible for your safety and security? Who's really readily available to provide protection for you and your loved ones? Law enforcement is not always going to be there when you need that safety most. Are you prepared to keep you and your family safe and secure? I'm Randy Seiler, owner and instructor for Responsible Security, LLC, and I invite you to be that person, to be the responsible one. Contact me at ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com so you can be better trained, safer, more secure, responsible. At Responsible Security, LLC, I provide personal firearms and security training for a variety of skill levels. Currently, classes are available for obtaining a North Carolina concealed carry handgun permit and for advancing your personal firearms skills. Remember, your safety and security depends on you first. Visit ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com to learn more and sign up for a class so you can be better prepared to meet your responsibilities.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, so far I think the show's been great. We've been talking about our special guest speaker that we'll have Tuesday night, Alex Newman, on public education and the state of our education system and what's going on there and what's going wrong there, evidently. He's going to be here to talk to us Tuesday night. There's also another event going on, and tell us when that is.
It's Friday. It's the October the 18th at 3 o'clock. Todd Starnes is going to be at the Sanitary Seafood Restaurant.
He's right.
Going to
Todd Starnes of Fox and Friends, I believe.
Yeah, and he's on
107.1.
Also. Station. Right.
Yeah. He's got a new book out called Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. And that's the book that he's going to be signing. And that's at 3 o'clock when Lockwood does his show that evening. I think he's planning to key into that. And I think he is wants some of our CCTA members to have a little input into that. Right. It should be fun.
Well, yeah. some of us will be there. And it's where again?
Sanitary Seafood Restaurant in Moorhead City.
Sanitary Seafood in Moorhead. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure Lockwood Phillips, 107.1 Viewpoints, will probably be there, so you can meet him at the same time.
Absolutely.
Todd Starnes.
Yes.
Lockwood.
Right. Yep.
The great Hal and Raynor James.
Well, Lockwood said he would like to have anywhere from 200 people from CCJ show up. So this is your invitation to come. Bring as many people as you like, and let's try to have CCTA well represented there.
Right. So, you know, that's what CCTA tries to do, is bring in these great speakers. Now, we didn't have anything to do with bringing in Todd Starnes, but he's been here before. Like I say, he's on 107.1 frequently with Lockwood.
Yep.
And we are looking forward to seeing him again.
Yeah, one of our members, Ron Cherry, told me he was on some sort of a tour going around the country and said, why don't you try to see if we can get him here? Well, we didn't try to see if we could get him here, but he's coming anyway, so we're pleased.
Right. Okay. So, Mary, was that all the hot news you had for us?
Well,
you're not going to tell us anything about impeachment?
Well, I just have one question about impeachment. For the past couple of years, we have heard that illegal aliens have constitutional rights. This current impeachment, which isn't really an impeachment because the House has never voted on it, does not include constitutional rights for the president. And I just want to know how come illegal aliens have constitutional rights and the president of the United States doesn't have constitutional rights.
Well, let me stop you right there. First of all, I want you to understand that if you were in New York City right now, you'd have a $250,000 fine.
Using the terminology.
Oh, that's right.
Illegal alien.
Are you that listening, is the New York?
Yes. That's the proper terminology.
But if you use it in New York City, it's a $250,000 fine to call anybody illegal aliens.
I don't want anybody to think that we think illegal aliens really have constitutional rights, because they don't.
They don't.
They do not.
Our Constitution is for our citizens.
Amen.
American citizens.
I remember when I was doing some work with support for the U.S. Customs people, and one of the things we did was take pictures of people who came in that weren't Americans. And we'd take pictures of them, and we'd see how many times they came through, what passport they used, what name was on it. And we caught a whole lot of drug dealers coming in, bringing drugs
wow.
in through the airport that way. But we couldn't do that with American citizens, but we could at that time do it with foreigners.
You can't do it now. No. Yeah, and like I was saying, the mayor of New York, I don't know where he gets, or the governor of New York, I'm sorry, the governor of New York, where do they get the audacity to violate our First Amendment rights of freedom of speech? Because it's an unconstitutional law.
It sure is.
I'm not sure if it's the whole state or whether it's just New York City that the city council may have enacted.
Okay.
One square mile is too much.
The height of stupidity is, this is right up top.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I'd probably be safe in saying that New York City is full of illegal aliens.
Yes.
And New York City will not cooperate with ICE to get rid of those illegal aliens.
That's very true.
Well, I'm up to 500,000 now. Or
I think we're rolling.
You see that thing on One American News where they see the compare the cost of that President Trump had asked for $5 million for the
billion.
$5 billion, right? To stop. Right. And on One American News now, what is this? Gone over $200 billion.
Yes.
They figure that it's
just
actually
this year alone.
Yeah, the illegal aliens that cost American taxpayers.
Right. They have a clock that runs constantly,
right,
showing how many have crossed the border and are on the welfare and all the freebies, entitlements, and what it's costing us. And it's just going up drastically every day, more and more.
Well, that $5 billion would have been a bargain. So we should have jumped right on it.
Oh yeah. Wow. Well, we've talked about a lot today. Rainer, you have anything else to add?
No, you caught me asleep at the switch.
No, you never asleep at the switch. I just didn't give you any advance warning, did I?
I'd like to mention that Rainer and I are going out this weekend to the North Carolina Conservative Coalition of North Carolina meeting that Jim Womack and some people in the Asheville Tea Party, More Tea Party, CCTA is aligned with them now, too, with the understanding that we don't support, we don't endorse candidates. We have that understanding. But there's going to be a large gathering of conservatives out there at Hendersonville. It's about a six-hour drive from here, so it's going to be quite a trip. I hope we see some beautiful autumn leaves while we're going out there. But I'm really excited about it. I think it's a great effort to get conservatives all the way across the state to work in concert on certain issues.
I think I'm going to do a little teaser here.
All right.
Now, this is something we're working on. It's not in concrete yet, but we're pretty doggone sure. We have an opportunity to bring in a very adamant Second Amendment supporter. And if you want to know who or more about him, you can search for Mark Robinson on YouTube, where he went before the Winston-Salem? Charlotte.
No,
Greensboro City Council. And boy, he gave them a piece of his mind. Go watch that YouTube video.
It's on the Second Amendment.
On the Second Amendment, Mark Robinson. And we're planning a big Second Amendment event coming up here in the near future. We're trying to work out all the details now and the venue and all that. But I encourage you, go watch that video on YouTube. Just search for Mark Robinson, and you'll definitely want to meet him in person. So that's just a little teaser I wanted to say right there. Okay. Hope it all works out, folks. I'm pretty sure it will. And we'll keep you posted on that. And again, you can find out about this stuff on our website, cctaxpayers.com. Every month we post what our monthly meeting is going to be about, who our guest speaker is, time, location, all those good things. Parking's not really a big issue because our meetings are at 7. And after 5 o'clock, the parking lot across from City Hall, the city parking lot that's reserved, is open to the public. So there's plenty of parking over there. And it's two entrances, one on Pollock Street, one on Craven Street. One on Craven Street is an elevator. So if you can't climb stairs.
249 Craven.
Right. If you can't climb the stairs, take the elevator. And we look forward to seeing you there. You'll get to meet the officers of CCTA. You'll get to meet the radio panel. They're usually all in attendance there on our public meeting nights. And you will also have the opportunity to join CCTA if you'd like.
Absolutely.
Rainer, tell them what is required to join CCTA.
It costs $15 a year. And we really, really are looking for new members. There is so much that needs to be done. We need reinforcements.
Right.
And so I hope people will come, will evaluate, will decide to join us.
Right. And we're a nonpartisan organization. We don't care what your party affiliation is, but you do have to agree to support the Constitution and be a conservative. That's our requirements. Is
501c3 if you want to contribute some money to the cause.
That's right. There's a donate button on our homepage.
And I was going to say, as a CCTA member, we hope that we can help you be informed about various issues all around.
Part of our mission.
The local, state, country.
Part of our goals is to educate. We do education classes. We also give away free constitutions, so help us pass those out, folks. We order them by the cases. We need to get them into the hands of our young high school and college students out there because they're not being taught. And they need to know what the Constitution really says, not what Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff and AOC are telling them, but what the actual verbiage of the Constitution says and what it means. Well, appreciate you being with us today. That's all the time we have for today's program. Please come back and join us again next week.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring all of you Wake Up Call every Sunday. Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in New Bern, Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutrition Consultant, Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend. Other great supporters are RightWingGranny.com with a unique perspective on the news, B&J Seafood on US 70 in New Bern, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in New Bern, also the County Compass, serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties, Dr. J. Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue. Tune in for the CCTA Wake Up Call every Sunday on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240.